channels, other frequencies elsewhere in Cascadia, and all around the world on KBOO.FM. In that manner, we're going out to all the ships at sea.
Wow, a very fast hour on KBOO Portland. Judging from the amount of calls, we got a lot of interest on the upcoming Richard Gage presentation. More information on that momentarily here on The Boo. Also coming up this morning at 10:15, about 15 minutes from now, we'll have Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And then at 11 on KBOO, Between the Covers with host David Naiman. Today speaking with award-winning author Brian Evanson about his new collection of stories, A Collapse of Horses. But first, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. And that is coming up next on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the film screening of Firefighters, Architects, Engineers, Expose 9/11 Myths on Saturday, April 2nd, at the Portland State University Lincoln Performance Center in Portland. The film will be introduced by Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. There will also be a Q&A session after the film. Again, that's a screening of the film, Firefighters, Architects, Engineers, Expose 9/11 Myths with Richard Gage, Saturday, April 2nd, at the Portland State University Lincoln Performance Center, 1620 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to broadcast locally to Portland, Corvallis, Hood River, and everywhere in between. But what if you're too far away to listen to KBOO on the radio? Never fear, there are many ways to connect to KBOO, no matter where you are, by listening online. KBOO offers two web streams that are compatible with iTunes and most media players. Even if you're on a slower connection, you'll be able to listen to our original music, news, and public affairs programs. Find out more about how you can listen to KBOO anywhere you happen to be by going to kboo.fm/listen.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2016. You're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Wow, have we got a guest today? None other than Alberto Figueroa, close associate with Cesar Chavez for many years, labor activist, social justice activist, immigrant rights activist, and now currently the head of La Cuna de Azatlan, for the preservation of sacred sites all across the Mojave, specifically the site of ancient Azatlan, which has been proven incontrovertibly to be a very, very real place. This will, is a unique opportunity. Alfredo Figueroa, his family was the only existing mining family that began mining in, during the famous La Paz, Arizona, Colorado River Gold Rush. In the late 1950s, he and his brothers became actively involved in politics in Blythe, California. Blythe, Blythe at the time was known as the Little Mississippi. His fascinations with indigenous heritage, birthplace, and geographical surroundings in the lower Colorado River Basin valleys and northwest Sonora, Mexico, these have been the main focus of his interests and accomplishments. He was fortunate enough to have served for many years under the personal leadership of two highly respected Chicano leaders, Humberto Corona of the Mexican-American Political Association, and of course Cesar Chavez, whose birthday it is today. United Farm Workers, his experience of the Corona and Chavez deepened his esteem for humanity and encouraged him to continue to pursue his goals undaunted. No retreat, no surrender. Alberto Figueroa is a man who never gives up. And he is now, of course, part of, he is Laguna de Aztlan, organization for protecting sacred sites, which are in great peril right now. And at this point, I'm out of the air, out of the picture, and I turn this over to Alberto. Good morning, and thank you so much for being with us. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Alberto, I am so happy to welcome you to the KBOO airwaves today on Cesar Chavez's birthday. Thank you so much for being with us.
What a wonderful day. You picked the right day, because Cesar Chavez, he struggled a lot. And now up there in Oregon, now they're having a lot of these activities of the union, also in Washington. So nice day, and I'm glad that you were able to contact us so that we can have this conversation.
Thank you so much. Let's take up the conversation at Laguna de Aztlan and sacred sites and the threat that these places are facing today, something that I think most people are unaware of, and that's no accident. As Robert Lundell, the filmmaker who made Who Are My People, says, if you see a tortoise on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident.
And
these sacred sites right now, today, are under threat. It's no accident. This has been in the works for a while. Can you talk a little bit about what you do at Laguna de Aztlan?
Right. Well, we're in Blythe, California. It's on the border of Arizona and California. It's right on the Colorado River. The Colorado River and the Gila River, where they make the junction, this is what is called the center of Cuna, cradle of Aztlan, because there's a crater over here by where there's a descending eagle. So for the Yuto Aztecans, the Aztecas, the Aztlan means the place of beginning, the place of the whiteness, the place of the first rising sun. And this happens during the equinox of spring and fall, when the sun rises in between two peaks. Those two peaks represent the woman's vulva, and the sun rising is the father's sun, and it's the mother earth is being impregnated during the equinox. That's why there's 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. So here is the most sacred place. That there's always a point of departure. So this is the point of departure. Other tribes naturally have their places that they say is the place of beginning. But fortunately, we have what is called codices. The Mexican codices, Mexica Azteca codices, they have these images. I'm talking about the ones before the Spaniards came and invaded here in 1519. So we can overlay these glyphs on the codices on the surrounding areas, geoglyphs, petroglyphs, and we can, that's why we are able to bring forth these truths, these facts. So right now, what is being threatened is an image that most of the people know. It's called Cocopilli. Now, our relations call it Cocopelli, but in the Nahuatl language, Azteca, it's Pili. Pili means our Lord. Coco means hurt. Coco Pini. He's the guy with a little flute. He's a hunchback. And that little flute, it's not just the flute. It's a flute because it represents the wind, the morning star. And it's also like a straw that's drawing from a pulque, from a bowl. And that bowl is liquid. And that liquid represents earth. So we have, again, the duality, earth and the wind, the cosmos. So Coco Pini is a big group there that's over 25 geoglyphs. And right beside him is what is called CC meat in Nahuatl. But it's what generally the people call him ET, extraterrestrial. Extraterrestrial is our spirit. And Coco Pini is our image of the humans here on the surface of Earth. So, geoglyphs are the travel of the Creator on the surface of Earth. Petroglyphs are the travel of the Creator on the cosmos. And the pictographs are the Creator's travel in the inner world. I know it's hard for people to understand this, but because they had never taught this to us in the public schools. But we know, especially we that know some Nahuatl language and some Mojave, some Chimaweli, and Spanish and English, we have been able to research this, plus our local oral history that lets us know what these sites mean and why they're so important. Also, we have a nonprofit group called La Cuna Aztlan Sacred Sites Protection Circle. Now, our protection circle is made out of 15 Native Americans that we are here to protect these sites. And we have an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, with the Bureau of Land Management to be the guardians of over 300 of these sacred sites all the way north from Needles, California, which is 100 miles north, down south to Yuma, Arizona, which is 100 miles south too. So within 200 miles, there's over 300 of these sites, and we are the guardians. But yet, the government has focused in on these areas of the Sonoran Mojave Desert for over 150,000 acres of solar power projects. We have been very fortunate of stopping a good portion of them, but we haven't stopped them all. And there's two of them, which are called the Blythe Solar and the McCoy Solar Power Project, that they are right now destroying these sites. That's why we need help. We need people from Oregon. Let me tell you, Oregon is this is where I spent my honeymoon, in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, in 1954. So Oregon, for us, is very, very dear to us. So these are the why I was so enthused to be on your program, to let the people from Oregon know, especially the Columbia River there, with our relations there, that I've been fighting a lot of that contamination in the Columbia River also. Because we were the ones also that stopped the first nuclear power plant from being built in the United States. It was called the Sun Desert Nuclear Power Plant. And also we were the first ones to stop a nuclear toxic dump, the Ward Valley Nuclear Toxic Dump. Sort of like the dump that wasn't stopped during the Columbia River. So that's why we have to get organized, and not just the natives, all people that have a conscience. And this is for all humans. The story that we are relating to you right now is not a story of just Native Americans or Aztecans. No, no, no. It's all humans. See, these we can prove with facts. That's why in the books that we have written, we don't use the word myth, or we don't use the word theory, or we don't use the word hope, or we use the word faith. We use the word facts. Like an old TV series of Dragnet, Joe Friday would said, Please, Chris, just stick to the facts.
That is what we strive to do. But and every word that you have spoken today, this is really a gift. We have just about a minute left. What would you like to leave listeners with? There is a film coming up at the Clinton Street Theater, part of the KBOO Clinton Street Theater. Agreement that we will show films on that day, or Kabu basically has a theater. So the film is Who Are My People? The filmmaker is Robert Lundahl. He will be on this show very soon. He, Pat Brock, and again, if we can invite you back, Alberto Figueroa, we are indeed, indeed honored, blessed to have you on the show today. One final thought from you, please.
I'm thanking all of you people for allowing us this wonderful opportunity to extend this knowledge. What we call Dear Mama. That Dear Mama is the hunchback. He's a hunchback because he's carrying all this knowledge on his back. You'll see this in the codices. So you people are going to become hunchbacks. You're going to have this knowledge to transfer. That's why they left from the center of what is called Cradle of Aslan. They left as a hunchback because they were taking this knowledge to all over the world. See, and we can prove this. So we are open, we're available to have any questions that the people want for us to answer, and we'll send it through the email with facts that we can prove what we're saying.
Thank you very much. Albert, I can't thank you again. This has been just an extraordinary day for us. And now everybody out there listening, it's time to become part of the story. Tell your own story and...